Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is mydamservices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and the man online and co-founding with me is Henrik de Geur. Today, Henrik and I are going to speak on all the damn reasons where metadata is done significantly affects the digital asset employer and practitioner. Digital Asset Management, DAM, is comprehensive software that safely stores, organizes, and shares digital media files like photos and videos. In our 40 plus years of experience, Henrik and I bring a wealth of knowledge to many phases and aspects of your DAM journey, and we're here to help. So let's get into it. The management of your digital assets are only as strong as your metadata. You can have the best digital asset management system known to DAM, but if your metadata is weak or entry is lagging, a return on investment bottleneck begins to stagnate your assets and those files, images, and videos that your company has spent so much time and money on to create will not reach the teams that need them. So Henrik, let's speak a little bit on the distinction and the importance of where metadata is done today.
Absolutely. So I want to reframe this conversation of where, because it's not just about which field the metadata goes in or what format it goes in, but actually where is your metadata completed and filled in as far as the person filling it in. So the office is not so much anymore because, well, we can't go there anymore for the most part because it's not safe. So reframing that conversation, it's no longer about geography as much and more about time zones of where your workers are, whether they're completing metadata or doing some other task for you. At MyDAM Services, our core business is metadata services at this point. And so the metadata matters as far as where it's sourced, as far as the competency and of where and who your metadata is being sourced and entered by. Because while it's our core competency, the people who are filling it in are at the top of their game as far as filling out metadata for a variety of well-known and sometimes complicated means of filling out metadata, because your metadata may be complex or it may be really simple. Frank, you want to talk about more about the competency of metadata?
Yeah, so what I think you're saying is, in as far as competency, as well as aptitude and preference, maybe the person that you hired for the DAM initiative, metadata may not be their strong suit, right? So with the ability to work remotely and have different people and different teams, you can utilize the strengths of that individual. So where you're sourcing metadata becomes more and more important, right? Where it's conducted can make a great deal of difference in its efficiency or lack of, because the person that's responsible for the overall initiative of DAM, metadata may not be their strong suit, or may not be something that's worth their time or money that you're spending on them to enter it.
Exactly, yeah. So it's no longer about having somebody in an office filling out metadata, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the same time zone, but they do have to have the same point of view and potentially even the same culture or cultures that are understood for the context of that metadata being filled out. Obviously, communication is very important regardless of who's filling out the metadata and the context, right? As far as communication of why they're filling it out and what's it for and who's it for, right? For the metadata to be sourced properly and filled out properly. So for example, if you have a dog, in certain cultures, a dog is considered a street animal. But if you're a pet food company, you don't want to necessarily have that. It's typically a pet, at least in the United States, it's considered a pet. And that is their market, right? So is the dog lovers who have dogs as their pets. So the you don't want the inappropriate metadata to be tagged for your product, for the sake of argument.
Yeah, that's where the where becomes important, right? There are other services out there, or there are other means in which to enter metadata. And because we are working more remotely and there's the extensions outside of our teams, you need to be careful as to where that metadata is being entered, because it could have a different culture attached to it, or a different way of thinking about what's, for example, you said dog, maybe cat, you know, is it kitten? Is it cute? Is it furry? And these are all things to consider in making sure that the time and energy going into your metadata reflects your teams and how they're searching.
Absolutely. And we're everywhere where we have resources for My Damn Services, dogs are considered pets. So that's not going to be a problem for you. And so are cats. Check out mydamservices.com or send us an email at solutions@mydamservices.com. Thanks again. Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.